came 4 feet up the W4DJW. Nothing heard, W4DJW clear.
DC. XS Mobile listening.
Up in 0TR, just pulling out of the yard.
How are you? I just left the country store here on 290.
I don't know exactly where that's at, but we're just headed down Brown Road here and going over to Sam's, and I think Rusty's going to be out on the road here in a little bit, W2T, and talked to him on the phone just a short time ago. He's going up to the Wireman.
I'll go up there. Yeah, the country store is a few miles west of Ingalls on 290. It's like two lights west, and I go there and get my my eggs and my butter. They get their butter from the Happy Cow Creamery, and it's pretty good. It's pretty fresh.
What was we interested in, Bernice, there at Happy Cow Creamery? I can't remember. We was going to get something there. But...
Hi, David.
And, well, we just walk about 15 yards out in the backyard and get our eggs.
Jeff and I would like to do that eventually. We're just not, we're not at that point where we can devote the time to take care of the chickens and stuff. But eventually, I'm thinking within the next 3 to 4 years, we'll have a chicken coop set up and the whole area set up for our chickens.
Bernice is the farmer in the family. She was raised on a farm. And she wanted some chickens, and so our kids made us our chicken pen and then hauled it up here to us. And then we added to it with a, oh, it's like a long dog run. And so they're separated into two coops. But we found out one thing, Dave, and I'll give you the tip of the day. The best eggs that we've ever gotten, we just accidentally run into it. If you'll ever, if you Google the Chicken Man up at Flat Rock, it answers every question in the world on there about chickens. And we got two roosters accidentally. Now, when you order them from him, they're 8 weeks old, so you don't have to mess with raising little chicks and all of that. And they're guaranteed to be hens. They're pre-sexed at the factory and whatnot. And well, I think he's got 29 different varieties. But I was talking to this lady at the feed store the other day, and she said the black Australop, and they're from Australia. And they're a very beautiful chicken. She said, that's your best layers. And I'd never heard of them. Well, we went up there to take these two roosters back. And lo and behold, Bernice, he said, Bernice, just pick out the two you want. And he had some older hens there that were like a year old that were already laying. And one of them she picked out was a black Australop. Now, I'm telling you, that thing lays a big, huge brown egg every single day. And most chickens don't necessarily lay every day, Dave. And that's the one that I would choose. And like I said, he's got 29 different varieties, so I just thought I'd throw that out there if you like big brown eggs.
Well, my wife is more of the farmer girl than I am. And the way the song goes is I was born on an asphalt farm. I grew up on Long Island, not in the farm area, so I'm definitely not the farmer, although I am open-minded to learn. So I will pass that information off to my wife. Thank you.
Well, you'll just have to come by the house. And you're not all that far from us there. We're on Brown Road between Lake Cunningham, Lake Robinson. And I said brown Australop. It's a black Australop. And they are black, and in the sun, they're iridescent and very pretty. But it's just kind of a hobby with us. And so now we got six chickens that are... what kind of Sussex are they? Speckled Sussex. And I'm going to give those to Chad eventually because Bernice wants to go with all those in Black Australop, so we ordered 8 of those. They're a little more money for chickens that are 8 weeks old, but you can understand that because they can take the weather and all of that. You don't have to hover over them or anything. They're ready to go on their own. And that's why I'd rather pay $15 for a chicken that's going to be laying in about 4 months after you get it. Because they don't lay till they're about 6 months old. And at any rate, well, we're headed to Sam's. We're out here on Gap Creek Road. And I don't think we're going over to Costco's, but I don't know why I keep that other subscription to them because we haven't been over there for a long time. I like Costco's the best. And she likes Sam's the best, but it's kind of a waste of money, so I might cancel Costco's before long.
KB2HXS, we're Sam's Club fans, and my wife normally goes to the one down on Woodruff Road because apparently they're a little bit bigger and they have better stock. And I suppose you're going to the one up in Spartanburg on Wade Hampton there.
Yes, sir. This is in 0TR Mobile. And the reason being is I'm 47 years old and dyslexic, and I get them numbers mixed up, Dave, when I'm actually 74, but it sounds better. And I don't like Woodruff Road traffic. I can navigate it all right, but we can just take out here and go up Gap Creek Road to 29 and go over to Spartanburg and not be in all of that traffic till you get right into Spartanburg there.
Being dyslexic myself, that would make me 95. And, yeah, if I can avoid Woodruff Road, I will at all costs unless I absolutely have to be there. There's a couple of stores down there that they don't have up here. No, I agree. Man, if I can avoid Woodruff Road, I darn well will.
That involves us usually going down I-85, and I don't like that. Actually, we'll go to 14 and I-85 and then just get right off at Pelham Road, exit there, and go past that fire department and go out to Garlington, you know, and come in just to keep off of it if we can. That's just infrastructure going to heck, put it that way.
The old saying, too many cars, not enough road. Yeah, they built everything on top of each other, and that's a shame down there. You know, it's so congested. And then you got people pulling out in front of you, beeping a horn at you. It's just like, who the heck wants to put up with that nonsense?
I understand some of these idiots in road rage anymore. I don't want to get shot getting in an argument. And that's bound to happen down there some of these days. But it's a crazy world out there nowadays, David. But you're going to have to stop by one of these days up at the house and look at the chickens. I'm working on an antenna now. And Rusty offered to pick me up some stuff up there at the Wireman. Their business now is at the bottom of the hill. You don't have to go up that windy road to the top of the hill. And I didn't know that, and I just ordered 310 feet of wire a couple of days ago and had it shipped FedEx, which we're only, I'd say 9 miles from them. So I don't mind going up there. It's a pretty ride up 101 into Highway 11. But that makes it a lot better down at the bottom of the hill now. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Never been there. Steve has told me about the Wire Man a couple of times. I've just never ventured out. But, yeah, I'm getting ready to put my tower up. In fact, I'm having a concrete slab poured within these next couple of weeks. And then while he's doing that, I'm going to have a little framework made for my tower base, and grab a little cement from my slab and make the tower base real quick, and then that'll be that. Anyway, I'm pulling in the driveway, Tom. You have a good afternoon, and we shall catch you again, my friend. Have a good day to you and your missus. KB2HXS.
KB2HXS. That's a tongue twister, Dave. Especially for us home users. Anyways, nice talking to you this morning. You have a nice day, and wow, it's supposed to be beautiful all week. And, you know, I went down and picked up 4 bags of that sack crate yesterday. And I can't lift it anymore, but I can just shove it off the end gate into the hole. See you later, Dave. This is N0TR.
All right, if you need a hand lifting something, give me a holler. I'll come down. All right, see ya. KB2HX, that's clear.
Yeah. My name's Owen. I'd like to talk to y'all for a little while.
Well, call sign, there won't be anybody there. This is N0TR. You can be fined heavily, and this is an FCC license repeater only, so please get off the frequency. This is N0TR Mobile. T-N0TR. N0TR, clear.